hanging up the headphones for good starting, what, tomorrow? Tomorrow's your last day, correct?
Tomorrow's last day.
We decided to bring you in, invite you in, and just chat a little bit. It's been
Thanks.
A while.
It has.
So you are off to paradise.
Well, yeah, working paradise, if you will.
I'm
going to try to start something out on the Big Island of Hawaii, out on the Kona Coast.
And tell us about the music we're listening to right now.
Yeah, well, you heard this little going on. Well, what happened is in 08, my wife and I were to Hawaii for our 25th anniversary. Mm-hmm. We'd been there for our 10th. And I decided it was about time I bought an ukulele, which I did, and I really didn't know how to play it much, but that's a koki frog. They're an invasive species on some places. They're pretty much a problem, but this one was singing, and it was, man, that's in the key of C. So it was like the day after I got my ukulele, it inspired that song you just heard, and that kicked off a whole avalanche of events. I met musicians out there. People are playing that song in an ukulele group out there. And
is that right?
Yeah. And we went back in 2010 and with the idea, you know what, we might like to buy a place. And this story actually started 14 years ago, because when we went there for our 10th anniversary, we'd gone and came back in December. And in the middle of a couple of weeks later, almost the same hour, same day, we looked at each other and said, "Do you feel that?" It's like somebody had tied a tether to us and was tugging us back.
Yeah.
Really couldn't explain it. We didn't think it was infatuation with the place. We hadn't even thought of it. It was like, yeah, we put it out of our mind. So when we went back 10 years later, we thought, yeah, this does feel pretty good. I went back 2 years after that and the year after that because we'd started looking, maybe we could buy a place out there. Haven't found one yet. But we were fortunate enough that through change of events, somebody said, you know, why don't you rent from us? Okay. We decided we had been talking about it for 14 years. It was time to do something about
it. It was the opening you needed, right?
It was.
And you got to feel like it's almost meant to be, based on what you just described here to us.
It was. We knew it wasn't meant to be for many years. We had thought, well, we'd love to, but no, we can tell it's just not the right time. And went through several episodes, health issues, things like mm-hmm. that. We thought, well, God's just telling us one more thing to take care of. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, one more thing to take care of. And now it all seems to be coming together.
Well, that's super. Yeah. Everybody's happy for you, and everybody wants to come along, too.
I wonder why that is.
We'll help you move.
Yeah.
We'll help you move.
But, it came with a lot of pluses, but, you know, so many minuses, like leaving where I've worked for 37 years. You know, when I started here, we were operating from downtown at a place called Fountain Park Motor Inn. I think it's mm-hmm. Best Western now. And they were only just building this addition to what was only a transmitter building. And I was one of two young part-timers, the other guy named Gene Miller, many in Wisconsin radio know him.
Correct.
Part-timer with me. But my partners were Clint McKay, doing what you're doing now, mm-hmm. and Frank Wright, which was another sort of Sheboygan legend, was doing the midday show. A guy named good old Uncle Fred would do the afternoons and evening rock and roll show.
Nice.
And Chris Kevin, actually, would do the afternoons. Yep. Well, Frank decided to leave, so I'd only been here about maybe a better part of a year. And February 1st of 77, I took over his midday job, and then Clint left to run for a state senator. And I took over the morning drive and did that till you took over for me.
Yeah, well, it was, 12 years ago, I believe, roughly, give or take. It went fast, didn't it?
It did.
And I remember taking over for you, and I was kind of nervous. I mean, I was doing afternoons here, and then the program director here was Jerry Bader, and he approached me with this mm-hmm. and said, "We're going to promote Kevin to creative services director," which was a position that they basically created here for you.
Yeah, it didn't exist.
It did not exist. And I remember there were some people upset thinking that you got fired and that I had something to do with it. It's like, hey, no, Kevin got a promotion. He's making more money. He's doing other things that he likes to do.
Sure. And truth be told, in radio, I had a couple generations under my belt. So, eventually you have to turn that over to something a little different.
Sure.
And you know, that's just the fact of the business. I was very fortunate that this new position opened up. It gave me a whole new thing to do in radio, which I love doing, which is audio production and, as you can hear, making music, which are the two things that I hope to establish as a business out in Hawaii.
Now, you mentioned music. We have another another cut here. Let me get that ready to play.
Yeah, the first one is called Koki and the Koa. This one is called Smile in the Eyes, which actually is about my beautiful wife, Kim. She has a smile in her eyes. These are waves at a place called Keahau, where we play some music. It's a very sort of sacred place to Hawaiians. And I'll let it go for a little while here. You can let it go into the solo verse. Play it. play it, can
it's going to put me to sleep here. Those waves.
Here we go.
Here it comes.
You can see it.
Yep.
Thank you. Yeah, I taught myself to play the ukulele, and I've got two of them now, one that's doing a solo stuff there, and an eight string, the one that I bought originally. So those are some of the things I'm going to pursue out there, hopefully. It's a little strange because we decided to take this in a leap of faith situation.
Mm-hmm.
We have good friends that'll help us out, but I'll be launching a business out there. So.
Those of you just tuning in, we're talking with Kevin Zimmerman, longtime morning guy here at HBL.
Yeah.
Hanging it up after, what did you say, 37
Almost
years?
Almost 37 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's the last day here for Kev, who's been doing work behind the scenes for, what, about a dozen years now?
Yep.
Or
yep.
so. And how have things changed here?
Oh,
I mean, I've been in this business since 85. You've got me beat by a few years. I've seen it change. You've probably seen it change a lot more. Just describe a little bit here.
Well, when I started, we had one what was called a solid-state console mixer. Everything else was still on vacuum tubes. We were playing records from turntables. We recorded our materials on reel-to-reel tape recorders and used things that looked like 8-track machines called carts.
Right.
And we had only one automation, which, you know, a lot of things are operated when there's nobody here now by automation. But these were just big old tapes on a big clunky machine with mechanical switches that would, it was called WHBL-FM. That became actually WWJR and then WHBZ, the buzz. So, I mean, it was our job to do those sorts of things. We operated transmitters by push button. We had to be, everybody who was on the air had to have a license from the FCC, so I got mine. And then we moved out here and built the studios and suddenly, you know, got rid of the old tube-operated things. It has changed a lot. Our news used to come in on a teletype.
And correct.
Morning guide, first thing I'd have to do, because we'd sign off at night, I'd come in here and there'd be a half a mile of paper I'd have to roll up and rip the stuff off that I was going to use and leave the rest for the news guy who arrived a little bit after me. And we used to get in our like ABC News on a telephone line from New York City. Now, of course, everything's satellite.
Mm-hmm.
Even our teletype was on a phone line, and that went to satellite. So really the revolution has been in the digital that allows me to do music like that at home. Before, you'd have to have a record company contract who had the good equipment to do this stuff, and now we can do that at home.
Yeah, it's been amazing to watch this business evolve. And, you know, doing what we do in the morning here now.
Oh.
I mean,
I couldn't do what you do, Kelly. I'm looking for buttons all over the place. You've got a computer screen.
Yeah, computers are dominant in the business, as they are pretty much in every business nowadays.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the information we have and the access to it is stunning. Because years ago, I mean, you try to do this type of format, you'd be looking through newspapers.
Yes.
Hours and hours and hours and hours before you go on the air to get the amount of info we have here and we can get gathered in an hour or two.
Instantly.
I mean,
and otherwise, we had a few little things that came overnight on the United Press International wire at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd get the UPI, and man, that's about all we had to use. The National Weather Service had its own separate teletype, so they'd print out stuff for us. I can remember when we were operating out of the basement downtown, missing completely a tornado warning and thunderstorm. You couldn't tell. We were in the dark down there. Whoops. That was one of those big whoops. Here's another instance where good old Uncle Fred used to go across the street to get a meal. He'd put on Inagata De Vida or some 18-minute song at night.
Yep.
locked himself out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the end track is going. Finally, police had to come get him. Oh, so many things happened. When I got hired, Jerry Ford was president.
Yeah.
My first election was Carter. I can remember trying to cover that. We'd have to go down to the courthouse and write everything down by hand and call it in. And we were waiting for the town of Sheboygan elections to come in. It turns out they opened up the bar at about 1 o'clock, and they had to send the sheriff down there to get those results. So about 4 a.m. we come in. But, I mean, I remember the Pope getting shot, Ronald Reagan getting shot. I was on the air. Mount St. Helens blew up when I was on the air. All these different events. It's like just a little chronology that gets embedded in your brain. And then the party line, I can still remember. 2 cups detergent, 2 cups bleach, 3 cup... vinegar and a couple bath towels to whiten up your sheets.
Huh? All right, Kev, you want to stick around here for one more segment quickly?
Sure.
All right,
sure.
We got business news right now. Kevin's with us for one more brief segment here on WHBL. All right, 8:56, Sheboygan's Morning News. Kevin Zimmerman is in studio with us here for the last couple of minutes, and Kevin is hanging up the headphones, retiring off to...
The big island
sunny,
of Hawaii.
Sunny Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're just chatting with Kevin here, last few minutes of the show. You were talking earlier, actually we were talking off the air about all the events that you experienced while you were behind the microphone.
Yeah, we went from Plaza 8 downtown to Pedestrian Mall to going back to 8th Street. The riverfront started out as coal yards and ended up as the riverfront it is now. Coho Derby was huge back then. Let's see, with the flood of 98 came through here. And washed out our basement. We were sort of news in itself back then.
Mm-hmm.
So many changes within the city that, you know, like any city, it evolves, it changes. And that's one thing that people don't realize until you've been fortunate enough to stick around as long as I have. You see how vastly things change. And it's just a real, it's been a privilege to be able to track it for people, to let people know what's happening about those things. And spend a lot of time with them.
Yeah, Kevin, how many years were you on the air here doing the mornings?
I started in 70. I think I was doing mornings by 78, and then you replaced me about 2001.
So 23 years roughly?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it's a long time.
23 years, yeah. On air total about, I think, 25, and then I...
Yeah.
You know what? It also goes into such a blur after a while.
Yeah.
And especially, so many events.
You look back, and it seems like... And it was a long time that you were here, but it went fast, didn't it?
It did.
It flew.
It did. Time is precious. You don't realize how until you see it, like, as I described to friends, evaporating before our eyes. We're going Monday. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Fortunately, my son is sticking around, so he gets the house to himself. He doesn't want to go there.
So the plan is Monday, you're on a plane and you're out of here, huh?
That's it. We'll set feet back on the mainland in October. Hopefully to gather the rest of the things and ship it out on a container, and then we'll be out there.
Yeah, that's a job in and of itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shipping everything out there.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Right now we're working on 4 suitcases and a bunch of if it fits, it ships. You can't believe how much you can fit into if it ships, boxes. Poor mailman. Oh,
yeah. Well. Yeah, definitely.
That's what it is.
Well, Kev, it's been a pleasure. A lot of years of service here. I appreciate it. Everybody appreciates it. The listeners who have... Many of them growing up listening to you on the radio. It's
and they keep reminding me whenever I remember you told me school was canceled. Yay!
you were the best friend of those kids some days.
And now we're telling their kids.
Yeah, exactly. Well, best of luck to you, Kevin.
Thanks, Kelly, to you too, and to everybody in Sheboygan. We will miss you.
Come back and visit us.
All right, aloha.
You're going to miss the snow too, aren't you?
I can go up to Mauna Kea and get it. It's snowy right now on the mountaintops.
All right, Kevin, take care. Good luck.